Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. The research team at Checkpoint, where I work, I don't work in the research team, but I work for Checkpoint, they found one of these Internet of Things devices that essentially turns your TV into a smart TV. It plugs into the HDMI port. It's something called EasyCast. And well, unfortunately, it's also easy to own it as a device, right? The device has a separate Wi-Fi network that can be used that you use your smartphone or some other device to control it. That Wi-Fi network has got an 8-digit numeric password that, of course, is very easy to brute force. And then the researchers at Checkpoint found some remote code executions on the software that's running on the EasyCast. And so it basically creates an insecure wireless bridge into the rest of your wireless LAN. And presumably this EasyCast device has to talk to something, right? And it probably doesn't have an Ethernet port on, so it's plugged into this, your same Wi-Fi that everything else in your house is. So theoretically, you could, this could be an entry vector into the rest of your network. And yeah, I think there's enough steps that one has to do. Now, granted, I always say that in a determined attacker will find a way in, and this is just another way in. But is this, the company has not supposedly responded to anything that Checkpoint has said or, has fixed the vulnerabilities that were pointed out. And so that's why there's, I guess whatever period of time has passed. And so Checkpoint put out a blog post explaining what they found. And it is an example of the Internet of compromised things. We're gonna be plugging in devices that do not have any sort of security in mind. And they could potentially make your network less secure. Secure, but there's a lot of steps that have to be performed in order to get to that point. Now, granted, you can potentially chain enough of these things together, and so what's described there is totally plausible. And yeah, it would be nice if the folks from EasyCast would just fix the problems. Although I wonder how you would even get software loaded on this thing and without being bricked or whatever. I mean, who knows if the thing can even be updated? I don't know. But this is the kind of stuff that we're gonna have to deal with as more and more things. Get a network connection or have a network connection and connect to the internet, right? And if the security is not built in very well, or the mechanisms just aren't there, then it potentially makes your network less secure. Now, I would probably, if it were me, I'd probably put this on a network that had nothing on it, or I have basically untrusted devices on it. So even if they do compromise it, there's the little computer on that thing, I'm sure they could probably find some interesting things to do with that. With taken over EasyCast. I mean, they could probably upload new firmware to it and make it a botnet or something. I mean, who knows? I'd at least put it on a network that is, untrusted and stuff can happen there. But anyway, it's the kind of thing that I see why it was put out there. And again, it's an example of the kinds of things that are going to happen, as we roll into 2016, and there are more and more things of that will most likely be compromised when they're plugged into our internet connection. It just seems to be the way it goes. So it's interesting stuff. And there's a link to the blog post in the show notes. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.